everyone. This is episode 4 of Bookie's World Season 2. And this is King Bookie. And just to remind you guys, Bookie's World is a reality podcast set to entertain via jokes, life lesson, laughter, and popular culture reflection. And today we have Mr. Marcus McGirt, who is an event organizer and key holder for the city of Lander, South Carolina. So Marcus, before we get into this episode, I want you to tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Thank you for having me as well. Again, like she stated, my name is Marcus McGirt. I'm from Lander, South Carolina, a 2012 graduate of Lander High School and a 2017 graduate of Morris College. I currently now work for the Department of Juvenile Justice as a statewide training coordinator. So I coordinate training between 46 counties for South Carolina.
Awesome, awesome. And so before we get into the episode today, so the episode is basically a revolving around the keys to this to success, the keys to the community. So what we're going to do before we get into the topic of today, we're going to basically do a little icebreaker, because normally when people get on a podcast, I try to formulate a few questions for them, for the audience to get to know them a little better. Okay. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and start. And so for the first question I have for you, it says, so if you could go anywhere in the world, go on vacation to give service, what would be your top 3 destinations?
Wow. if I can go anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Top 3 destinations. That's a hard question. That is definitely a hard question.
Well, yeah. If you only know one, that's fine. Like, what is your dream goal? Like, where would you want to go to do service?
I would go and do service in Africa, truly because they only show or portray on the news outlets the bad side of Africa.
Right.
You know, there are good sides of Africa, good towns, good countries, good, you know, states, cities, or whatever the case may be. They go back to get back to Africa because they have a culture of togetherness. No matter what's going on with them, what they don't have, what they can't get, they are still one, united and together. So I would go back and give service to be able to help provide the essentials that they would need to survive and be able to flourish just as we are, and still be able to commune in that unity as well.
Yeah, definitely a beautiful feeling to do that too as well. So, okay, so along on this journey to Africa, you're going to Africa, right? And so you have to choose, on your journey, you have to choose someone to entertain you, to make your food, and a boo. So who are those 3 people that you would choose to go along with you? They could be celebrities or anybody in the world that you know. Who are the top 3 people you're taking with you?
As far as entertainment, I enjoy Kevin Hart because he's definitely funny.
Oh, yeah, that would be a funny journey.
So Kevin Hart would definitely have to be along on the journey. For food, it probably, if I could have one wish to bring my grandmother back for food, it would be my grandmother to go on the journey, right? Because she's an awesome cook. And a boo.
No pressure.
I hope nobody's listening to the podcast.
Yeah, I hope they are listening.
Oh, it would have to be somebody that
make it easy. It could be a famous person, you know, just in case, you know, I ain't trying to get you cool, jacked up.
Yeah, get me caught up. No. I would definitely have to say Megan Good, to keep it normal, because I don't want to say a name.
Look at you. Player out here. You in Hot Boy Summer for real. Just go ahead and say it.
For Hot Boy Summer 2019.
Clearly, this boy said he didn't want to say no name. What is going on? Let's talk about what you really do, okay?
We'll say that for another podcast.
I guess. Okay, so boom, we about to put you to the test. So you got grandma, you have Kevin, and you have Megan, right? Okay, right. So something happens on your journey, right? And you got to get up out of there. So you find a little boat right there. You find a boat. And so it's a two-seater. So now it's only you and another person. So who are you taking? Are you taking Grandma, Megan, or Kenny?
I am taking Grandma because of the fact that Kevin, you're going to do your thing wherever you end up. So if you're out there on your, if I leave you, you're going to make whoever come in contact with you last and pick you up.
Right.
Megan is too beautiful of a person not to, not to get picked up along the way by somebody else.
Okay. So we just go leave Megan out for the danger because she cute.
Yeah, she cute. They'll, you know, that'll keep her alive for a while.
Not for a while.
Grandma's definitely coming because I need to eat along the journey.
Grandma, I hope you're listening to this. Because he's just like, Grandma, you not like, popping. You're going to have to get on the boat with me.
Grandma, you popping, but you popping in the kitchen. So you got to go with me. Because I know we're going to eat.
We're
going to
find some fish. Grandma got the wisdom, so you probably going
right.
to be able to we're
gonna
get,
have them,
get them tricks
two
to
fish
get the
and
food.
Five loaves.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So to get a little bit more to, of what you do, I know you recently had the charity event on August 10th, right? And so I know this is it was your fourth event. So tell us more about the event. What inspired you to do that?
Well, back in 2016, something transpired in Atlanta. Another young Black male life was taken due to senseless gun violence. And I just felt like somebody needed to do something in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't feel like anybody had enough strength and courage to really step out or right. do anything. And so I had a dream one night.
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple of weeks later, I had a dream. And all in my dream, only thing I could see was it flashing like with lights and save our youth. And so I wrote like the Bible says, make the vision or you know, write it plain.
Got it.
So I did that. I wrote it down and mm-hmm. I told a couple of people about it and then I didn't act on it right then. And then a week later I had a same dream, same thing, save our youth movement. So from there I knew that it was something that I needed to be doing to help save the youth in our community or, you know, to help pull key leaders together and form unity in my small community because we're family knitted and there's no reason why somebody should be hanging by the wayside
right.
if we have all these resources just in one area where we can help someone. So I stepped up to the plate and I challenged myself along with others
mm-hmm.
to come out and let's do something for the community and for the kids, even if it's something as simple as we're going to get school supplies and we're going to give them out to the kids, but we're also going to have some bounce houses. We're going to have food. We're going to have games, some motivational speakers. It pulled everyone together. And within that first event, it was 80 people that came out and interacted.
Mm-hmm.
We had, you know, cops come out and play basketball with the youth.
Right.
And I needed the youth and stuff to see that all cops were not bad. Like, you know, you trust your leaders in your community, the people that are there to protect and serve you for a reason. It's because, you know, they have the ability to do things for you as long as you're doing the right thing as well. So I wanted to be that person, the pillar in the community to stand up and do the right thing and say the right thing and make a movement so that way we can get on one accord because the ones that's behind us are really our future. We will be dependent upon these leaders when we are older.
Right.
So.
Yeah, lead by example. So who are exactly. the people that are kind of mentored you and motivated you to be the leader when you went to them and told them about your dream? Who are those people that basically stood behind you and, you know, every step of the way?
I have to give a shout out to First Sergeant Curtis Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He was my JROTC instructor in Atlanta. He is no longer with Atlanta School District anymore. However, we still keep in contact. And I told him about it. And he told me, he was like, McGirt, if anybody can get everybody together, it would be you. He mm-hmm. was like, because when you was coming up in school, if you wanted somebody to see a fight, you would get it started. So if you want somebody to be positive and change, you'll be the one. Rallied together. So that's one. Coach Chris German from Latta High School. He mm-hmm. has been my mentor since I was in seventh grade, mm-hmm. eighth grade, He's been there. He was a good person. He always made sure that we knew that someone cared about us and that someone was would always be on our side and listen to us and making sure that we travel the right road. And if we didn't, he always told us, well, if you go this route or you do this, this may happen. So he always, you know, guided us and told us, okay, this you need to have a plan laid out so that way you can go with the flow. And I have
to
add. So
were you always in Ladder or you moved to Ladder?
I was always in Ladder. And then when I my sophomore year, I transferred to Dillon School.
Okay, well,
I went to Dillon my 10th and 11th grade year. And I think like the first month of my senior year, I was in Dillon. And then I transferred back to Ladder. And during those stages, so, you know, even with being in Dillon, I got to give credit to Sergeant Gray at Dillon. He's in JRTC as well. Sergeant Gray stayed on me. We did not like each other when we first met, but Sergeant Gray stayed on me.
Love the teachers.
And Sergeant Gray was one of the ones that, you know, did what he had to do to show me that you can still make it. It doesn't matter your circumstances or things like that, because as you know, I was raised in a single parent home. My father passed when I was 11 years old. So my mom, you know, did the best she could with four boys growing up and she worked 10, 12 hours a day and she did the best she could. And so I never, other than my grandfather and my uncles, I never really had that father figure playing that role. And so Sergeant Gray was that. He played that to be Mr. Michael Rogers, rest in peace. Mr. Rogers was awesome. He was definitely awesome. He made sure that I had what I needed, or if I needed to talk, he would be stern and make sure that I got what I needed. But also at the same time, he would be firm to let me know that the way you start is not going to be the way you finish. You have to keep building upon your positive nuggets.
Honestly, that's great. And if you could give if you could offer any major keys that you have learned along your way, your path to success, what would be the main lessons that you know that you learned from all those people that you listed? The main three.
The main three. Always put God first.
Mm-hmm.
Trust Him, because God is the source for everything in life that we're gonna need. We're gonna need Him in everything in every aspect of life.
Right.
Always remember that your first impression could be your lasting impression.
Mm-hmm.
You're always being interviewed wherever you go, so make sure that first impression is your best impression. And three, don't be afraid to not be the one to fit in with the crowd. You're not
exactly. Yes.
You're not right. You're not always going to fit in with the crowd or particular people, because God made you different. God made you to stand out. He made you to be bold. So don't be afraid of standing out just
standing
so you won't
alone.
Have to fit
Sometimes
out.
You just have to stand alone. You don't
or stand alone. Yeah. Stand alone. Somebody asked me that the other day. It was like, every time we see you, nobody's never with you. That's a good thing for me, because I can remember the times when I was getting in fights, getting in trouble, acting out and stuff like that. I had a crowd. I had friends. I had this. I had that. But now I'm trying to do something positive.
Mm-hmm.
I can't look in the crowd and see those same friends still tagging along with me, because they're still in their old mindsets. And I can't see the people that boost me up to fight or help me boost up a fight. I don't see those people anymore. So, yeah, it's okay to stand alone, because right now I'm standing alone with God by my side.
And that is so true, because I did see you write that on your status. You was like, I don't see those same people in the crowds for me, with me, and you were on your way to get the keys to the city. And I want to know, how does that feel? Because that is like a major accomplishment.
Receiving that the other night, I cried. Like, I did not know.
Yeah, it's probably like a baby.
Yes, like, that is a huge accomplishment. I right now, I have the key, and I still downplay it to the fullest when somebody says, oh, Mr. Key to the City, or, oh, my God, you got the key. It's like, okay, yeah, I have the key, but I don't want this to be like, oh, he think he's somebody because he got the key. Because, no, I'm building myself to be somebody with or without the key.
Right.
So when that moment happened, it happened because God had allowed it to happen.
Right.
He put me he took me through some things, and it's like, you know how you first start off at a surface and it, and you start building and it gets shaky or rocky and it's knocked back down, mm-hmm. and then you come back up standing tall and strong.
Right.
Like the Twin Towers. So that's how my life has been. I've started out okay, and then I got rocky, knocked back down. It just adds more value to what I'm doing now.
Yeah, because a lot of times we can't get over, because I'm like an accolade type of person. Like, I just always been like that. Like, in my room, I used to have, like, my awards and everything all up because I just wanted it all. So, like, but I know I had to calm down a little bit, you know, kind of appreciate where I'm at. Because I'm like one of those people, like, I love a little accolade. And so I was like, oh, when I saw that you had it, you know how some people would just be like, you know, hating, but it's just like, no, I was really happy that you got that, you know, because
right.
it did, because that's like an example to somebody, like, oh, wow, you know, somebody that looked like me has that, and they can go and research and find out why, you know, how,
right,
can you be a prominent figure in the community,
and the other thing about that, I've always thought that to receive such a big honor as that, I've always thought that you had to have some type of money. You had to be like NFL, NBA, something mm-hmm. of that nature.
A celebrity figure or something.
Yeah,
like that,
something of that nature. So that way, if you got this, that some people say that the town or city normally gives you the key to the city to be able to have a hand in your pocket. So that way, if you ever need to do something financially to the city or town, they can have access to you. I feel good about the fact that I don't have a whole lot of money, but with the little that I do have, ladder, as long as it's something involving with the youth and positivity, they are more than welcome to it. And I think more of a fact that they didn't see me as a token of money. They saw me as a token of passion and love for the community and for the youth. And they thought it not robbery to be able to present something like that to me. And that's where my greatest accomplishment comes from.
And that's very important, because this is really, nowadays people are having events and it can be seen as financial gain or notoriety gain. But when people actually see, you know, the passion that you have, it will pay off. You know, right. It will pay off. And in your situation, it paid off for you. And I feel like you shouldn't feel downplayed. Key. I mean, you should have it up, sitting up real nice somewhere. real nice, you know.
Right.
Little get somebody, get grandma to decorate, whatever.
You know.
Little green and yellow, whatnot. And yeah, you should definitely celebrate that. And so for anybody that's interested in working with you, because I know, like, you said you went to Dillon a little bit, and I know some people working on community events too. So have you attempted or tried to collaborate with anybody outside of the city limits of Ladder, or are you mainly just focusing with Ladder? And if they do want to collaborate with you, are you open for them to reach out to you or anything like that for sponsorship or anything?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. For the past few events that I have had, I have collaborated with people in Ladder, but not so much outside of Ladder.
Right.
However, I am interested in expanding to help, you know, the surrounding PD area or outside of, you know, Dillon County or whatever, to establish something in their community. I don't mind lending a helping hand. Actually, mm-hmm. Also on this past weekend, Saturday the 10th, Jordan McDuffie.
I was about to say that, because I just shared that status. Right. He's having to put the guns down and put the water guns up. Like,
yeah,
that.
So I'll be out there helping with him as well on tomorrow after my event, and making sure that, you know, that runs smooth. I probably won't get a water gun, because I don't want to get wet, but hey, it's for the
paper. I hope the newspaper gets involved in, like, actually sow positivity within the community, especially with all the crime rate going on right now.
Right, definitely. And I think that's going to be real big for the city of Dillon, for them to have something that's going to allow them to come together, because with all the stuff that's been going on in their small community as well.
Most definitely. So in the spirit of community involvement and the event that you're having, you said you have a gala as well, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so what is the gala about?
This was the first year. This was the inaugural gala, actually. Mm-hmm. The first year that we did a gala. Normally, I always do a scholarship for a deserving graduating senior of Latta High School. However, one year I extended it out because I didn't have any applicants from Latta. First year that I did it, I did all three of the previous ones during the back to school bash. And this year, you know, we did a gala with the town of Latta, the judge and the Latta Police Department. We partnered together and we did a gala this year to raise money for a deserving student, which was Ronnie McClam Jr. He is a senior of Latta. Appreciate it. And he is going to Coastal Carolina to major in nursing. So he was the recipient of the $500 mm-hmm. scholarship, which is the first year that it has been $500, because the previous 3 years it has been $250. And we have given that out of pocket solely to a award recipient. Our first one was India Phillips, mm-hmm. and our second one was Dejuan Smith, who is a graduate of Dillon High School. Mm-hmm. And he went to South Carolina State to major in civil engineering. And last year, we awarded Ontario McClellan, who is at St. Andrews University in Longbury, North Carolina, majoring in sports medicine. Mm-hmm. So it's just been a great thing to be able to do a gala this year and service, you know, over 100-plus people who supported the gala and was able to raise that money to send a child to school.
Yeah, back to that engineering degree. Listen. Them science people, they get jobs, okay?
Okay, yeah, they get jobs, but they got to put that work in first.
They get jobs. I didn't even know what a engineering was until I went to grad school. So, like everybody I know, I'm like, dang, if I go back, you know,
that's the first thing to go back for.
Engineering, boo. I'm telling you. Because you know, when we first went to school, everybody was saying business. Oh, I want to major in business. It's like business what? Right. Do you know what? I mean, you don't need a degree for business, but...
Exactly. You can open a business
now,
right out the front door.
Okay, because they are doing it now.
Right. You don't need a degree to open it.
You really don't. And so, in the spirit of the Community Involvement Day, I do want to do a little game, because I always conclude the segment with, like, a small game. And so, because yours is revolving around community involvement and kids and going back to school... We're gonna play a game called Back in the Days, right?
So okay.
We're gonna have to reminisce, remember way back then. And so, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna ask you to choose between the list of the selection that I have for you to basically get the type of kid you were when you were young. So, in the first list, I have a list of games that you may or may not have played. Because I know back when we were young, like the majority of us, we had video games. Video games were like really popping.
Right.
The list I have is PlayStation, Nintendo, and Dreamcast. So from that list, which one was your game? Like your favorite?
Nintendo 64.
Listen, I was so PlayStation 1.
Nintendo 64.
I was so PlayStation 1, Xena Warrior Princess, Grand Tour, Grand, whatever, the racing game. Like, I was on that faithfully.
Okay.
All right. And then the second one, I have a choice of outside activity, right? So, you know, some people didn't like to go outside like that, which was me. I was in the house. But I have a choice between, like, puzzles, football, and trampoline.
Definitely trampoline.
Because trampoline was it, okay?
Trampoline was definitely it.
Trampoline was it. We would go to the neighbor's house and do the trampoline, but majority of the time, after a certain age, I got older and they didn't want to play the games anymore. I was in the house journaling. I was one of those.
That was a good thing, though.
All right, writing it up, okay? Preparing myself. All right, and so... Okay, so the snow coming is coming, right? We didn't play it all day. The snow coming is coming. And you get your little 25 cents or whatever, or 10 cents, however much it was back then. You about to get a snow cone. So which snow cone are you getting? Are you getting the rainbow, the blueberry, or the strawberry?
Definitely would have had it been a rainbow.
Because we all love rainbow. Because we want everything. We can't choose. Yeah. Like,
we can't choose.
We don't care about the flavor in the cup. We might get a little splash of grape, but like, we definitely want all of them.
You need all of them.
Right, right. So I do want to thank you so much for calling in today. Definitely, definitely, this is a great event, and I do want to congratulate you on all your accomplishments. And for anyone that definitely want to connect with you or follow you on your social media, like, what is your contact that you would like to put out and give to them?
They can look me up on Facebook if they want to actually see the Save Our Youth Movement page. It is on Facebook at Save Our Youth Movement page. You can follow me on Facebook at Marcus A. McGirt, McGirt.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do Instagram is that_1906guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all the social media I'm going to give them.
And so, like, what if do you guys have a page for your for the events yet, or that's in the progress?
It's actually all together on the Save Our Youth Movement page.
Oh, dope.
So good. So you can I post the events and stuff there. I post on my personal page as well. Like, share, comment, inbox, however, you know.
Most definitely will. And I do want to thank you for calling in, and I wish you guys luck with the event. And I want to thank the audience for tuning in for episode 4 of Bookie's World, and tune in next week. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you.